Hi folks, this is Neil Utamsing from firstrentalproperty.com. Thank you for joining today's podcast. In today's podcast, I'm going to talk about the Toronto real estate market. And in fact, the podcast is titled 2017 Toronto Real Estate Market Outlook. So for those of you that have been watching the Toronto real estate market in 2016, you definitely have seen that it's been quite a unique year. There's been a lot of demand for all property types, especially with detached homes, and we've seen prices soar to record levels. So many people, as we head into 2017, are wondering, what is the Toronto real estate market going to look like in the year ahead? So what I'm going to give you today is my take from the grassroots level with regards to what I think the market is going to look like in 2017. So as we enter into 2017, we're definitely going to see a continued demand for detached homes. I don't see that demand disappearing anytime soon. And the reason for that is just a result of the supply and demand. We have very limited inventory in terms of detached homes in Toronto, and there's very high demand for these detached homes. So with the low inventory levels and with the pent-up demand from numerous buyers, that's creating price increases that we're definitely seeing in the detached home sector. In addition to that, if you've been watching the detached homes and sale prices for detached homes in Toronto in 2016, it seems probably that things don't make sense with regards to sale prices. And that is the case, because what really is happening is that there's so much demand that prices are being pushed up to a level that historically doesn't make sense. You know, when you look at previous sales for comparable properties, the price jumps in 2016 have been high, and often they don't follow a logical pattern. So when you're trying to forecast and see what a home is going to sell for, it's sometimes difficult to predict, because there can be sometimes 10, 12, 13, 14, 17 offers on a property. So once again, so as we're heading into 2017, I don't see there being any slowdown with regards to detached homes. Some articles have come out in the media recently saying that there will be somewhat of a slowdown in the market in 2017. But to be honest, I don't see that happening. I don't see that happening because there has to be factors that contribute towards that slowdown. And in particular, one of the factors that could contribute to a slowdown would be increased inventory. So unless there's a surplus of inventory that comes onto the market in 2017 in the detached home category, I don't see there being a slowdown anytime soon. So let's shift over to the condo market and speak a little bit about the condo market. So all across the board in 2017, we're going to see a continued demand for condos, because what's happening is, with detached homes going up in price, it's basically eroding the affordability for a lot of people who wanted to initially buy detached homes. So as such, because there's going to be an increased amount of people that can't buy detached homes, they're naturally going to gravitate towards condos, and they're going to want to buy a condo in Toronto or in the surrounding areas of Toronto, which is the Greater Toronto area. In addition to that, we're going to see a lot of people who are looking to buy a condo as an investment in Toronto, just because the prices have been increasing, and it's going to spur a lot of activity with regards to people that are interested in buying a property that they want to then rent out. So let's talk a little bit about the tenant profile of Toronto and what we're going to see moving forward in 2017. So we're going to see, so the central theme once again is increasing prices in the Toronto area. So if there's one thing to take away from this podcast, just remember, prices are increasing in Toronto, and they look like they're going to continue to increase as time continues to go on. So coming back to the tenant profile, what we're going to see is we're going to see a steady demand with regards to the rental market. And in 2016, what we saw was an increase in the rents on many condos in the city. And that increase essentially occurred because within the rental market, there was increased demand within the rental market. Because what is essentially happening is, as the price of real estate goes up in Toronto, and you know, we'll start again with the detached home, once that becomes out of the reach for people, people then gravitate toward, you know, smaller, let's use the word smaller housing. So townhouses, semi-detached condos. And when the price points of those homes are going up as well too, that is then basically what we're seeing is that then people aren't able to afford that housing. So as such, then people get pushed into the rental market. And in 2016, that's what we saw. We saw increased demand with regards to rental places like condos in Toronto. We saw increases in the actual rents received because there was a greater pool of people who were looking to rent. So as we move forward in 2017, I see the same thing happening as well. I see a continued demand with regards to the rental market in Toronto and a continued upward movement in rental prices. And again, it comes back to our central theme of supply and demand and prices going up. So the rental market is going to continue to grow in Toronto. We're going to see high quality renters. So in every rental market, you have to obviously, you know, be aware that your rental profile and your rental demographics are going to be diverse. But for the most part in Toronto, we're going to see a very high caliber rental market because of location. So for a lot of people, young professionals, you know, middle-aged professionals, what have you, that want to live in the city but can't afford to buy or don't want to buy for personal reasons are going to be renting. And these people are going to have well-paying jobs. They're going to be, you know, focused on their work. Many of them are going to have, you know, excellent credit scores, responsible, you know, tenants that would be ideal for an investor who is looking to purchase a condo, own a condo, rent it out long term. You're going to have a very, very high caliber of tenant that you're able to choose from in the Toronto area. Having said that, you have to do your due diligence. And there are, of course, you know, poor quality renters in any city, in any market that you invest in. It's up to you to do your due diligence with regards to screening the tenants, doing the reference checks, checking the employment, checking the references, you know, character checks as well, potentially meeting the prospective tenant and making sure that whoever you're putting into your, you know, rental condo is, you know, somebody who's going to take care of the condo, somebody who's going to be respectful, somebody who's going to pay the rent on time, because then at the end of the day, that decreases your headaches tremendously. Okay. So now let's touch on, we're just going to swing over and touch on the buyer profile that is buying condos in Toronto. We're going to touch on the buyer profile that's buying condos in Toronto to live in, and then we're going to touch on the buyer profile that is buying condos in Toronto as an investment. So we're seeing, you know, people across all ages buying condos in Toronto, whether it's a young professional first starting out with their, you know, first job in Toronto, their second job in Toronto. We see that buyer profile purchasing in the city. We see also people who are downsizing, you know, from the suburbs. So if they live in the greater Toronto area and they own a detached home that's gone up in value quite significantly over the past, you know, a few years, we're seeing those people sell their homes, move into the city. So oftentimes they're renting, sometimes they're buying. It can go either way. They kind of want to be, you know, close to the activity, close to the action. They don't want to be out in the quiet suburbs anymore. So the buyer profile, the buyer demographic is all across the board when it comes to condos, and that's good because that is keeping the demand levels high, because there's a large buyer profile that is purchasing, both purchasing and renting condos in the city. When we look at the buyer profile that's purchasing condos for an investment in Toronto, that buyer profile is diverse as well. And what I see from the grassroots level is kind of, I would say, two major groups. And one can argue if they're, both major groups, quote unquote. But I'll speak on both of them. So I see a buyer demographic that is purchasing a condo in Toronto for investment. That is, maybe the middle-aged person that lives out in the suburbs, so the surrounding areas of Toronto, and they want to buy a secondary property. So they may own their home. More often than not, they own their home in the suburbs. They want to invest in real estate, and they see Toronto as an ideal area to invest in. So they either take their cash savings, use that towards a down payment, and they're able to purchase a condo in Toronto, or they take the equity from their principal residence that they live in the suburbs. They leverage that, and they take funds out from their home, their principal residence, and use those funds towards a down payment to purchase a condo in Toronto. So I see a lot of that. A lot of people who live out in the suburbs want to buy an investment property, whether it's, wanting to build wealth, wanting to build a retirement plan where they're able then to sell that condo, several years later and use that money to live off in retirement. That's a big demographic that I see that are purchasing condos in Toronto as well. So just to recap very quickly, we've got, the buyer demographic and the buyer profile. That's the young professional that's purchasing a condo in Toronto. And then we've got kind of the middle-aged person who has built up, a fair amount of equity in their principal residence that lives out in the suburbs that wants to purchase a condo in the city of Toronto. So before we touch on the third buyer profile, I want to jump back to the first buyer profile. And the first buyer profile was like the young professional who's looking to purchase in Toronto. So what I see with this buyer profile is, because sometimes this buyer profile is a little bit younger, they're starting out in Toronto, they may be on their first or second job, they really haven't established yet a larger salary as would, an experienced worker, an older person would have working in the city. And as such, their down payment may be maybe a little bit less. So what I'm seeing is a lot of examples where the parents of these people are helping them purchase a condo in Toronto. So, for somebody who's just starting out and they may not have, the sizable down payment required, I'm seeing parents, give that money or provide that money to the kids where they're able to use that money as a down payment. And then also what I'm seeing too often is then the parents going on the mortgage as well. So that definitely does exist, where the young buyer profile in Toronto is being helped out by their parents, either through funds provided as a down payment or through helping them qualify for a mortgage. Oftentimes, I see both scenarios happening. So that's what's happening with the younger buyer profile. Then we've got the other buyer profile, which is the middle-aged purchaser that I talked about, who's using either cash savings or leveraging their principal residence to buy a condo in Toronto. And then the third, buyer profile that I see is the foreign purchaser. So this sometimes can vary all across the board. And really, at the end of the day, numbers for foreign purchasers, it's really hard to get an accurate number on what the percentage of foreign purchasers are in the Toronto marketplace. It varies from neighborhood to neighborhood. You know, and more accurate statistics need to be kept on this, but that's a conversation for another day. But, you know, what I'm seeing as well too is foreign buyers from, you know, different countries, whether it's China, whether it's the Middle East, you know, whether it's Russia, that have significant capital, and they're purchasing, you know, a condo or two or maybe more as an investment in Toronto. And that's essentially, you know, a move that I see where a lot of these foreign buyers are basically parking their money in Canada, because Canada is a very, very stable, you know, social, economic, and political environment, where they can put their money here and feel reassured that, you know, there won't be any incredible turmoil that'll occur here, and that they won't be able to take their money back out. So it's really a safe haven for a lot of people that are, you know, looking to invest and put their money in Canada. So just to summarize, you know, with regards to my you know, my market outlook that I'm talking about here. So my 2017 Toronto real estate market outlook. You know, in summary, the Toronto real estate market is going to continue to perform in 2017. So if you're hearing, you know, any talk that the market is going to cool, the market's going to slow down, the bubble's going to burst, I don't see that happening. You know, when I look at my experience on the grassroots and what is actually occurring in the market, all indicators are showing me that the market will continue to perform. And really the big central theme that I talked about, and I'll come back to it again, is the supply and demand in the Toronto and the surrounding area of Toronto, where there's simply not enough inventory. So there's not enough supply to meet the pent-up demand that has been going on for a long time here. So that's what's going to continue to fuel the Toronto real estate market as we head into 2017. And also to remember that the market in Toronto, especially the condo market, is going to really continue to stay vibrant. And that's because there's such a diverse array of buyers that exist in the marketplace. There's definitely going to be, you know, continual demand for condos. And again, like I said, it comes back again to the supply and demand issue, where the prices of homes, detached homes, townhouses, semi-detached, are getting to a level where, you know, the average Joe, quote unquote, can't afford it anymore. So then people have to turn their sights to condos, which are lower in value, comparatively speaking. And then we have the different buyer profiles of condos, which I touched on, the younger demographic that's first starting out in Toronto. Maybe they get some assistance from their parents in terms of down payment and mortgage qualification. You've got the second profile, the middle-aged purchaser who has built up a fair bit of equity in their home. They live outside of Toronto, but they want to make an investment. They want to kind of secure up their retirement. They want to have funds available for when they stop working. So they buy a condo as an investment in Toronto that they hope to maybe one day sell and use that money in retirement. And then you have the third profile that I talked about, where it's the foreign buyer from all around the world, really, who looks at Canada as a safe haven and somewhere to park their money, because Canada is a very safe, you know, political, economic country with no volatility, really. So there you have it. This is the Toronto real estate market update for 2017. This is Neil Utamsing from firstrentalproperty.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again soon. Bye for now.